In Northwest News on KPLU, Seattle-based scientists are reporting encouraging results from treating blood cancer patients with souped-up immune cells. That's also meant good news for a Seattle biotechnology company. KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer explains.
The latest small study involved about 50 people with three different types of blood cancer, most of whom were just about out of options. Scientists from Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center re-engineered the patient's immune cells and injected them back into their bodies. More than 90% of those with acute lymphoblastic leukemia experienced remission. At least as noteworthy was a 63% response rate for patients with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a blood cancer with less of a track record with immunotherapies. Still, two patients died during the trial, and even many of those who are benefiting will likely relapse. Steve Haar, chief financial officer for Seattle-based Juno Therapeutics, says the work is in early stages.
We are absolutely focused on trying to get as many of those 90% as possible to a long-term durable remission, or a word that we're always a bit hesitant to use, which is a cure.
The study is part of a larger trial by Juno, which hopes to bring its therapies to market. Juno's stock spiked after its announcements at a major cancer conference in Chicago, but leveled off later in the day. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.